Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This week is a mom's week, and the guest that I am going to be talking with today is a mom, but her story really touched my heart and my mind in a very special way because she's a mother that decided to fight in a way that not a lot of moms necessarily would have been able to do. And that's why she wrote this book. I'd like to welcome to the show Deborah Merlin. Deborah, your book is about victory over ADHD and your involvement in a journey. It took you a number of years. In fact, you say right at the beginning of your book it was a 7-year journey to help your children reach what you considered normalcy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on, Donna.
Oh, you're welcome, honey. You're going to have to speak up because
okay.
Your voice is very soft.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Oh, yes. Now
okay,
you're
great.
Much better. So
okay.
Be sure you keep the mouthpiece, you know, in front of your lips so that we can hear you. Let's talk about before your babies were born and what you went through. You found out you were going to have twins. You had a very vivid dream. Tell us what happened after that.
After my dream?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What happened was I found out I was going to have twins. Before I found out I was having twins, I had a bleeding episode. So the doctor wanted to do an ultrasound to make sure that everything looked okay, and that's when we discovered I was having twins. And then he told me I'd probably have another bleeding episode when I was 3 months pregnant, and I did. After that passed, my pregnancy was wonderful. I was doing really well. And then at 27 weeks of pregnancy, I got some kind of food poisoning or stomach flu, and I had vomited so much I dehydrated, which caused my body to go into early contractions. So I spent the next 3 weeks in the hospital at strict bed rest. Could not even get up to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
One of the twins was 60 or 90% effaced, which means he was ready to pop out. So they had to keep my body in an inverted position where my head was lower than my legs.
Uh-huh.
So I wouldn't put any pressure on my cervix. So it was a challenging pregnancy. My contractions did slow down through tribuvulin, which is a medicine, through an IV, to slow down the contractions, and it worked. And it was a good thing because it allowed me to carry the babies 3 more weeks.
But now, when your babies were born,
mm-hmm.
there were some challenges. What happened with your babies?
Well, Eric, the firstborn, did fine. Other than being premature, he weighed 3 pounds and 2 ounces, which is little, but it was a good weight for being 10 weeks premature and being a twin. And he did fine. He just had to spend 7 weeks in the NICU in the incubator. But Wesley had the hyaline membrane disease, which is immature lungs, and he spent the first 2 months of his life on a ventilator. And then he was switched over to oxygen for another 6 weeks. But he was listed as failure to thrive.
All right. Now, both of your babies, you weren't able to bring them home. You
no,
were
no,
able
no.
to give them your own milk, and that's something that you were able to do, which was great.
Yeah.
And then after 3.5 months, Wesley no longer required oxygen, but he was a slow feeder. Now,
very slow.
The physicians at that age felt it necessary to give your son steroid injections.
Yes.
And this is something that ended up, in your mind's view, causing problems later on.
Well, it wasn't only the steroid injections. It was also when he was in the NICU, he had developed staph infection and meningitis at the same time. So that started him on the antibiotics.
Right. And not only had he gone through the antibiotics, he had an enlarged liver because
right.
of fluid retention.
Right.
He was also given a diuretic called Lasix.
Right.
And then, you know, you have all of these things going on with Wesley.
Right.
Eric, you know, you didn't have too much of a concern with him.
No. No, although he had some delays, but nothing like Wesley. And also, Eric had, he was easygoing. He was a happy baby. So he was actually a joy to be around. But Wesley was so challenging because he was withdrawn.
Mm-hmm.
And he was rejecting me.
Mm-hmm. Now, you ended up finding out about a nurse, Janelle Pearson.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Now, tell us about Janelle, because you had your hands full these babies.
Mm-hmm.
You had to go through all kinds of procedures because they had been born prematurely. Wesley had challenges, and he had been admitted to the hospital how many times?
Well, three times after he came home from the NICU. What was happening, there was a nursing agency that would come out to my house to gavage feed him, which means they would insert a tube through his nose that would go down to his stomach. They would feed him my breast milk every night because he was too weak. His lungs were too weak to suck, swallow, and breathe enough fluid to gain weight. So let him rest, we would gavage feed him at night, but a nurse would have to do it. And fortunately, we had double insurance coverage, so the insurance coverage would cover the nurses coming every night.
Well, and that's another story in and of itself.
Yeah, it is.
Now,
but
Janelle was very experienced in working with premature babies.
She was. She really was brilliant because she saw the whole picture. The first thing, we were having a lot of problems with the previous nurses because we found out, Janelle told us that they were using adult gavage feeding tubes. Which was trapping air in Wesley's stomach. And that's why he would fight the nurses when they tried to gavage feed him. But when Janelle took over, fortunately she had some infant gavage tubes on her. So the first night she was there, he woke up next morning smiling.
Uh-huh, because he was actually getting nourishment. He wasn't in pain.
He was in pain because of all the air that was trapped in his stomach.
Right.
Causing horrible gas for him. It was painful. But Janelle also was an advocate for early intervention.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key, and it's also the key, you know, for all these autistic kids now, too. Early intervention makes a huge difference in how fast they can catch up to their peers. And what Wesley's situation was, because he was born so premature, he never got to go into the fetal position. And when fetus goes into the fetal position, that's where all the wiring is taking place in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And he missed out on a lot of that.
Yes, and when you have twins, let's face it, you don't have a heck of a lot of space in there.
No,
and
that's
usually
true.
One will take more of a, what I would say, a dominant positioning, and I don't know that that's the correct word.
Yeah,
they're competing for that little bit of space that they've got.
Yes, that's true. But would you know, and well, every time I went to hold Wesley, he would cry. He was so stiff. So Janelle, she would hold him every night, and he would cry, too, but she would just let him cry, and she would just bend him into that fetal position. And she explained to me the reason why he's so stiff is because he needs to be, like, molded into this fetal position. And so every night she would come, and he would cry while she rocked him. And about a week later, he stopped crying. And then about, you know, 10 days later, he was crying to be held, which was really important for his social development.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So she was a godsend.
Yes, she was, and a very talented woman, and I would hope that she'd be able to teach this to other young mothers, because you have some fascinating information. About 250,000 babies are born underweight in the United States each year.
Right.
And when these children The preemies, when they receive medical and family support as well as early education, they enjoy significant increases in their developmental potential and in their life. And
yeah.
There's been all kind of research, and that is covered in your book. Now, your children started to grow. In the first 18 months for Wesley, the figure for care, the amount of money for care, was $450,000.
It would be a lot more today.
Mind-boggling.
Yeah, that was 19 years ago. Can you imagine how much more?
19 years ago, $450,000.
Right.
And Eric's tab was $85,000. You go through that. Now, your sons, when they were becoming toddlers, you had put them in a toddler program,
mm-hmm.
and they were catching infections all the time, and then they started on an antibiotic merry-go-round.
Right.
And you said they started showing signs of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which we'll abbreviate ADHD.
Right.
And that means distractibility, short attention span, and restlessness. They get to be three. They're in a special education program. Wesley was having really severe difficulties. And you started going through so many things. And the pictures of your children. I mean, I'd look at this picture of these 2-3-year-olds, Wesley and Eric. They look perfectly fine to me.
But I
see anything there that wouldn't say that they weren't vibrant, enthusiastic, happy babies. I mean, they're not babies, they're 3-year-olds,
right,
but they're little people.
But do you see the puffiness under their eyes and the dark circles?
Ah, now there is something that I see all too frequently with people.
Right.
And you, along with the boys, started to have repetitive situations with respiratory infections.
Yeah, and ear infections. I never had an ear infection in my life until they started having ear infections, which was really odd for me. But, yeah, I was sick all the time. But I think part of my situation, too, unknown to me at the time, when we were moving from the house and I pulled my bed away from the wall, there was black mold growing everywhere. And I
what turned you on
what
to researching what you could do for your son? I mean, you were told that maybe they should take Ritalin.
Right. Yeah, that started before they were six. I was seeing a behavior specialist, a psychologist, and she was very big on Ritalin. And she was telling me they both needed it. But it was to be honest with you, I was totally ignorant, and I probably would have put them on Ritalin if it weren't for my husband saying no way.
Yeah, in fact, he said he'd divorce you if you
did
put him on Ritalin,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, even though I think in all seriousness, he wouldn't have divorced me. But,
no.
But he did say that. He did say that.
To get your attention.
Well, he did, because he felt so strongly about it. And my husband's a smart man, so I had to honor what he felt. And so that is basically what started me on my journey to research alternative medicine. And I did not have the internet then. Google wasn't available.
Right, it wasn't available.
No.
And it was your mother that kept saying to you, your children have this darkness under their eyes.
Right, you look allergic.
Mm-hmm. And she said, this isn't right. So tell us about what you started to do. Who were you able to find out about, and who were you able to talk with?
Well, that's interesting, because initially I took them to an allergist, and they did the skin testing for environmental and food allergies. And skin testing is not the best method for food allergy testing, but that's what we had available to us at the time. So the food thing didn't show up so much, although there were cat allergies and mold and grasses and whatnot. But Eric kept on getting ear infections, and they started their biweekly allergy injections for the environmental toxins. And I also got the HEPA filter for their room, because they had dust mite allergies, and we put encasings around their mattresses. So we handled that. But Eric constantly had ear infections or fluid in his ears. And his pediatrician actually wanted to put him on a permanent low dosage of antibiotics, which would have been a disaster too. But the allergist was very was very upset that he continued to have fluid in his ears. And ironically, a lot of his teachers and the psychologists thought Eric was high-functioning autistic because he never seemed to listen, and he obsessed on dinosaurs. But when you're not feeling well, when you have ear infections going on, you probably don't feel like socializing or listening. But my chiropractor told me about this Chinese doctor that was really interesting. So I checked the Chinese doctor out myself, and he told me to stop taking the dairy products and gave me some herbs to take, and my ear infection stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to have him check out my kids, and he took them off dairy immediately, all sugar, and they also were taking Chinese herbs. And what was interesting is Eric's fluid in his ears finally went away within a few weeks. And when the allergist checked him out again, she was so surprised and so pleased to see that finally the fluid had left his ears. But it's because he had a dairy allergy. He was not autistic.
Mm-hmm.
He was just very allergic to dairy. And it's interesting, he craved dairy products. He loved milk. And what I've learned since, what you're allergic to is what you crave the most.
Now, in going through these various explorations, the Chinese doctor you were not able to continue with, but
no.
You had seen some very significant results. And one of the things that the Chinese doctor had told you was that cow's milk and other dairy products are toxic to
yes.
people, and that after 30 years of research, it showed cow dairy to be connected to colic, ear infections, allergies, asthma, chronic sinusitis, menstrual problems, lung, breast, ovarian, and uterine cancer, heart disease, and diabetes in children.
Yes.
And they have antibiotic and pesticide residues, which also damage the immune system.
Yes.
So here we are in today's world where we have the technology now to learn about this and be aware of this. And with you, you had to do a lot of this exploration on your own. Now, you got to know a homeopathic practitioner in Santa Monica, and he did some tests on Wesley and Eric. And what did he do? What did he find out?
Okay, well, he took a hair clipping. Hair is a very good way to show heavy metals. And it showed lead to be was present for sure. And so I took the test to their pediatrician, and he wasn't big on hair analysis, but he did the finger prick test with the blood and found that the normal range for lead, acceptable lead levels, is between 1 and 9 decimeters. And Eric was 8, which is high normal. So he wanted to check him again in 2 months. In the meantime, I was seeing a holistic doctor, David Allen, who ultimately healed my kids. He told me to give Eric 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day because the vitamin C is a natural chelator. And 2 months later, when we retested Eric's lead, it had dropped from 8 to a 2.
So there you are. You're going through that process.
Mm-hmm.
Then you decided, because of various things that you came across in going through your own research, that you knew that your son needed help. But what was traditionally recommended from the way it was perceived wasn't really assisting him. It was actually hurting him.
Yes.
Now, Wesley had started to do better in school with some of these adjustments. But you began to have a suspicion that your son might have Candida albicans. Tell us what that is.
Right. Candida is an overgrowth of yeast. Usually, women will have vaginal infections. That's the overgrowth of yeast. But a lot of people don't know that yeast also grows in our guts.
Mm-hmm.
And it crosses the blood-brain barrier to our brain. So yeast really can live anywhere in our bodies, but when it's concentrated, like in the colon, in the guts, it causes all kinds of health issues. It causes digestive issues, so you can't absorb nutrients. It causes allergies. It leads to leaky gut syndrome, where your intestines develop holes in them, and the food particles are leached out into the blood system. Then the blood antibodies don't recognize that food. They think it's a foreign invader, and they attack it, which causes allergy symptoms. And actually, candida is very common. Unfortunately, allopathic doctors, most of them, don't recognize candida as a legitimate disease. But it really is probably the basis of many diseases. And Wesley, people who have a lot of allergies, from what I learned, usually have high levels of candida in their body.
Now, Wesley was given by a doctor an antifungal medicine.
Right.
He was taking this, I believe it was called Risperdal.
Yes. Well, that was just for about 4 to 6 months. That was in sixth grade when he started middle school because he had so much anxiety. And Risperdal is an anti-anxiety drug. That was the only time we put him on anything to do, you know, with anxiety. There's no way he could have taken a stimulant because he was having facial tics, which is a form of Tourette's. And because he was going through a big transition from elementary school to middle school, and he was showing a lot of anxiety, and he had some other issues going on that we thought maybe the Risperdal might help calm him. And also, another reason is that Wesley had a violent temper with no impulse control. So the psychiatrist thought that Risperdal would be the best solution for him at the time because it was not a stimulant, so it would not affect his facial tics or make them worse.
Now, you ended up meeting a physician, Dr. Allen,
right,
who was doing tests on your son. I mean, your son was starting to do so poorly in school.
Yeah,
you really
yeah.
were very depressed about this whole thing. You managed to find out about Dr. Allen. He wanted to do a test on your son. And in testing your son, he found that he had a hyperreactive brain.
Yes.
And I found that so interesting because he said if your son had been put on any kind of medication, he probably would have had a convulsion
right.
or something else would have just been major trauma for him.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up because it's not unusual for ADHD or autistic kids to be having seizure-like activity in their brain, as Wesley was. And that would explain his irritability, and the doctor explained it as watching a football game with runners running at different speeds. That's what was happening in his brain. Some parts of his brain were moving too fast and parts were moving too slow, which was causing the seizure-like activity. And the thing is, a lot of parents would not recognize that, or teachers or doctors would recognize that as seizures, because it's not like they're having convulsions. They just appear to be spacing out. So that was a QEEG that showed that measured Wesley's brain activity that showed that he was in fact having seizure-like activity, which would explain his irritability with no impulse control.
You bring out the fact. I mean, you have charts. You show the tests test information here, but you talk about how amino acids
right.
were a major turning point.
Well,
and how you found out about them in yourself. You were deficient. Your boys were deficient, and you were deficient.
Absolutely. And many people are. The thing with amino acids, well, when we got the results back from the QEEG, Dr. Allen, usually Depakote, which is the anti-seizure medicine with a million side effects, would be recommended. But Dr. Allen, being educated in nutrition, suggested that we do an amino acid panel because deficiency in amino acids could also contribute to seizure activity and many other symptoms, including ADHD and autism. So when we did the amino acid panel on him, sure enough, his amino acids were low, and within 10 days of supplementing him with the amino acids that he was low in, that's when the major changes occurred. Wesley had no more facial tics. He had no more violent tempers with no impulse control. He actually became a happy kid.
Now, you yourself mm-hmm. had particular physiological patternings that you had no knowledge about. But after going through all of this experience with your children, and discovering what you did, you found out that they had inherited certain patterns from you, and so this was a part of re-educating yourself, and you and your children today are very, very happy. You're very healthy, but you still have to take care of certain things. What are the biggest points of information you would like for my listeners to know? Because here you have children. One of your son, Wesley, he was diagnosed with all kinds of stuff. They could easily still be on medications, but you had the willingness to get off the typical track.
Right.
What would you say to my listeners today, to anyone that is going through a situation like this with children or with themselves, what would you recommend they do?
Well, number one, what you can do immediately is stop feeding your kids any artificial foods or any foods that have artificial food coloring.
Mm-hmm.
Artificial food coloring actually contains arsenic, lead, and mercury. And unfortunately, our processed food is laced with artificial food colorings. Children's cereal, in yogurts and ice creams and juices. So that would be the first step, is to knock out. And I was I unknowingly didn't know better, but I also fed my kids all those things growing up. The dairy products, there's no need to eat dairy. Our bodies don't assimilate dairy very well anyway because we're human beings, we're not calves. Plus, most dairy products are so toxic. They're loaded with all kinds of hormones and antibodies and pesticides. And as they say in the book, that dairy has been linked to juvenile diabetes along with many other diseases. Almond milk would be a great substitute. I'm not big on soy, but almond milk, providing that they're not allergic to nuts, would be a great substitute. It's delicious, and it has high in calcium and amino acids. And also, wheat is another one. That's a tough one, and my kids actually still consume some wheat, but it's been shown that a lot of ADHD kids and autistic kids have issues with wheat. Some kids actually have celiac disease. They don't have ADHD in reality.
Mm-hmm.
But
Deborah, your book is extremely informative. You give information about how an independent diagnostic test for ADHD does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much good information in this book that I would encourage my listeners definitely to read it. Neurological disorders, all kinds of things that we can educate ourselves about so that we can look at non-toxic solutions, which you address in here. Now, Deb, do you have a website people can go to?
Yes, www.victoryoveradhd.com.
Okay, that's victoryoveradhd.com, the title of your book.
Right.
And what closing thought would you like to leave with my listeners today regarding this? Your book is excellent.
Thank you. Well, I'm still researching and learning new things every day. And the newest thing is vitamin D3. They're finding some exciting results with treating autism and ADHD with the vitamin D3. It has been found to prevent cancer, but it also helps with the immune system. And these problems are really coming from an immune system and digestive disorders. One of the theories of why autistic kids walk on their toes is because in reflexology, the intestinal tract is located in the heel. So for autistic kids, if they have digestive disorders, which most of them do, they can't walk flat on their feet because it hurts.
Ah.
So digestive issues really need to be addressed. I would also recommend, besides the food issues, that parents have their children checked for heavy metal toxicity. Lead poisoning and mercury poisoning definitely contribute to neurological issues. and also to have the child tested for candida and amino acid deficiencies. And all the resources are located in the back of my book.
Yes, they are. Deborah Merlin has been my guest today. Her wonderful book, Victory Over ADHD. I think it's a good reading, whether you have that problem or not, because of all the resources that she offers. This was her journey about how natural medicine reversed her children's severe emotional, mental, and behavioral problems, and it also changed her wellness as well. Her website is victoryoveradhd.com. Deb, thank you so much for being my guest today.
And thank you, Donna. Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Been a pleasure. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break for a moment. Don't you go anywhere now. We're going to be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTaP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Telephone lines are now open. If you'd like to give me a buzz, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here are the telephone numbers you can call in to if you're a first-time listener. It's really simple, really easy. All you need to do is call in to one of these numbers and then give me your first name or initial. Of course, I love to know where you're calling from. And then after that, I'll give you my intuitive perceptions, and you're welcome to ask me a question about anything you might be interested in knowing something about. I consider myself an information resource, and of course, I'm delighted to be able to share that with you while I'm on the air. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. So all of those lines are open and available. Give me a buzz if you would like to chat. Also, just reminding you, I'm going to be on rem.fm.com, and that is a station in Spain, and anybody in the world can listen to that broadcast. It'll be at 5:20 in the morning on June the 9th. Isn't technology amazing? Yes, this is an English-speaking station because I cannot speak Spanish, and it's just amazing. I'm absolutely thrilled to be able to do this. You know, when we were talking with Deb, and she had had panels of tests done for her children, they've come so far with technology, they're not able to do everything. But really, there are opportunities. If you're concerned about your own wellness, you can find out about yourself. And then you have an option of figuring out what you can do. And there is some information regarding blood tests. They really have become quite sophisticated. But you have to ask for these. They just don't do it for you automatically. There's going to come a day when they will, when they'll just take a drop of blood and be able to make an evaluation of your wellness, whether you have a heart problem or anything else. There are some groups that are doing this right now. But you have to ask for it. You have to ask for it. Now, these are new high-tech tests that can check for hundreds of conditions at once. Yes. And there are companies like Biophysical and MyMedLab will draw your blood, look for biomarkers for everything from cancers to arthritis, and then they can give you a detailed report. Now, some of you listening to this may say, oh, gee whiz, that's a negative. You don't want to do that. I disagree. I think many times the body gives us signals when something's going wrong, and we may not know exactly what those signals are. So why not try to catch a problem before it becomes something major? You know that so many illnesses that assault the human body, there are indicators that come out a substantial amount of time before they surface. Just like with cancers, many times people can have cancers in their body for over 20 years before it actually comes up and out where it's visible. So prevention, a good thing to look at. It also can give one's doctor baseline levels for future comparisons, if your doctor is inclined to do this. Now, there is a physician, Mehmet Oz. He recommends tests like these if you're between the ages of 40 and 65, or if you have certain symptoms like fatigue. Now, the workups can be costly. It can go anywhere from $100 to over $1,000, and they are not covered by insurance. But what it can do, it can give you information that will empower you as an individual to maintain wellness. We go about the aspect of prevention. We buy insurance to protect our homes, our automobiles. We have life insurance. We have all kinds of things. That's a small amount to invest in. Wouldn't it be nice to know if you had something that you had to be vigilant about? Wouldn't it have been nice if Deborah could have had tests like this done with her children, where they would know? Well, I firmly believe that in the not-so-distant future, and I've been saying this for a long time, but I really believe it's going to be one of the biggest breakthroughs for medicine, this is my bias, that they will be able to make evaluations about the type of food a child should have as soon as it's born. You know, just one drop of blood, and they'll be able to make these evaluations. And for all of us, when we go in for a physical, just do this, and they will be able to get a read-up on any points of vulnerability because our bodies are constantly changing. We're exposed to all kinds of different things in different places. You just don't know what could be going on in the system. And, for example, when women go through menopause, men go through their own type of a menopause, if you will, there are these chemical shifts. It's better to maintain the wellness. Very simple thing to do. So you might want to check that out. Talk to your doctor, do some research on your own, and see what you can find out. It will really make a difference. And be aware that it's pretty tough for a lot of doctors because they've got such an incredible schedule to keep up with everything. If we as consumers have a challenge, think of how difficult it is for them. because they're actually having to work with people day in and day out, and they're dealing with all kinds of variables that most of us can't even imagine, because the human body is very specifically unique with each and every individual. So just be aware of that, and it can really be helpful for you. So again, the companies are the Biophysical and the MyMed Lab. And just check them out, look them up on the web, and see what you can find out and see what you can do for yourself. I think it'll make a difference. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you would like to chat. 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, or 530-876-3222. For those of you that might be interested, my newsletter is now up on my website, so if you did not receive it directly, you can go up and review it. We've got all kinds of information in there that I think you will enjoy. Also, I want to let you know about my guests for the rest of this week. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about crisis and opportunity. John Eichert is a man that I just so enjoy talking to him, because we're going to be discussing the environment. We're going to be discussing so many things about food that really are going to be quite eye-opening, and I think that you will enjoy it a great deal. Also, on Thursday, we're going to be talking with Dr. Bob Hieronymus about the united symbolism of America. Yes, we have symbols all around us, and there's so much speculation and opinions about this symbol or that symbol. Well, this is a man who has a passion for research, and he's going to share with us what he knows and the facts as he assumes them to be. Merle's Door on Friday, Ted Carasote is going to be my guest. This is a story about a wonderful dog. It is absolutely delightful, and you're not going to want to miss it. So that's our lineup for this week, and I invite you to join us. Mother's Day is coming up pretty fast. Yes. Lily Douglas has a small poem that she wrote. This was about Mom. She said, "She's a friend when I'm alone. She's a listener when I need to talk. Always there to kiss away my tears without worries for herself. My mother's love. My mother is love. Best example." That's by Lily Douglas. Lovely statement there. Hey, you moms out there, time to pamper yourself. Yes, this is a great time. Actually, any time's a good time to pamper yourself. But there are some items that I came across and I thought, you know, this isn't bad stuff. One, if you really want to do something for yourself, you might want to invest in some socks that will give your tender feet some foot reflexology work. Yes, I never knew that these even existed, but they do. There's reflexology socks, so maybe someone could give you a gift of that. But you know, one of the things that's really, really good for all of us women, and of course guys would like this too, but for we gals, we enjoy our bubble bath, but if you like foot baths at all, take a handful of marbles. You can get them at the dollar store. Put them in the bottom of a foot basin and fill it basin with warm water. Put your favorite oil, essential oil, in there, or bubble bath, whatever you like, and soak your feet for about 10 minutes. And just gently move your feet over the top of the marbles. What that does, that is another form of foot reflexology, and it will just relax your whole body. And it'll feel good, too, and then you give yourself a pedicure. Also, this one I had to share with a friend, a chocolate bath. Okay. I know that you have to be a chocolate lover, but a chocolate bath, yep, you can get one. This is how you do it. You take 4 tablespoons of unsweetened cocoa, put it into a cup of milk, and add the mixture to a half a cup of unscented bubble bath and pour it under running water. Now, there is this wonderful chocolate smell, and the cocoa powder and the milk contain natural exfoliants, so it'll help your skin to, who would have thought, a non-caloric way to enjoy chocolate. Yes, and you come out not only smelling yummy, but your skin is going to feel absolutely terrific. And above all, more than anything else, it's okay to sit and do nothing. I don't know why it is in our culture, but it's not appropriate to sit and do nothing. a pretty tough thing for me to do. There's always got to be something going on. There's always got to be something that I'm involved with. I'm moving. I'm doing something. And it's, I just think as women, that's what we typically do. If it's not the husband, it's the kids. If it's not the kids, it's the housework. If it's not the housework, it's the animals. If it's not the animals, we have the errands to run. We've got always something to do. So many times my husband will say to me, can't you just sit down? And I'll say, no. This is Donna Sebo. I am sitting right at the moment, but we're going to take a break. Don't you go away. We'll be right back. And don't forget to call in, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We're going to be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyND.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on bbsradio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyND.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on bbsradio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Also, 530-876-3222. Remember, all I need is your first name or your initial, and then after that, I'll give you insights for you to, well, sort of think about, see if it fits the point of issue that you might be concerned about. Tea. That is one of my favorite beverages. I am not a coffee person. I am a tea person. Well, I have a bit of a love story to share with you regarding another person, or I should say another couple, that has a love of tea, as I do. Now, the story actually is about Dottie Hicks, and she lives in Georgia. She lives in a town that's got a whopping population of 325 people. Yes, most of us do not live in communities that are of that size. Most of us have hundreds of thousands of people in our communities. Well, Dottie has a lifestyle that I think so many people would just say, oh, aren't you lucky? She lives in a beautiful, beautiful home, Victorian style, and I've got a picture of it in front of me, and she has a place called the Serenity, or the Serenity House. The Serenity Tea House. And it is absolutely gorgeous. It looks like something right out of another spot of time. And her husband had passed away, and her kids, of course, were grown, and the family members had moved away, and she was pretty lonely, but she kept busy. She was writing a journal. She wrote her life in that journal about what it was like with her husband, Peter, who had passed away, and she was active. She was involved in her community's activities. She said there was always a lot of work to be done. She said, of course, she's not very handy when it comes to fixing things around the house, But she said there was a call she got this one day from a man by the name of Jack. And Jack, she had known for a number of years. And she said, I was so surprised to hear from him. And she found out that his wife had passed away. And as it turned out, they ended up spending some time together. And there was just a rapport between the two of them. And then there was a separation of time and space between the two of them again. And she said, here I am. I'm 57 years old. He's 67 years old. Do you think we're going to have anything to talk about? Goodness, teenagers want about that. But there was a lot that they had in common and a lot of things that they shared. They had both lost a spouse. And Jack one day said to her, you know, Dottie, I was so scared of being alone after my wife died that I was really hoping and praying for someone that I could share my life with. And he said, you know what? Your name has dropped into my heart. Well, they got married in 1998, and they were in this Victorian house in Cobbtown. But she said, it was amazing. This is a man that could fix anything. Well, it was her children that said to her, why don't you make this place into a Victorian tea room? It is absolutely perfect. And I agree. I think her kids had a great idea. Well, Dottie was really intrigued by the idea because she loved high tea. She had been to England. She had gone through that experience. She said, oh, I just think that's so wonderful. I just love that tradition. And she said, you know what? Let me think about this. And she had herself gotten quite a collection of fine china and very fine linens, and she said, I even had antique furniture. So she and her new husband, Jack, talked about it. They said, we have this gorgeous home. Wouldn't it be fun to share it with other people and to have a tea house? And she said, Serenity has absolutely been successful. She said, we love meeting people. We offer a wonderful, calm, beautiful environment to the people that come in to see us. And she said, you'd never believe it, but my husband is the one that does the baking. He makes the scones, and they are a smashing success. She said, I'm just totally amazed that at this time in my life that I would have something so wonderful to come into it and fill it. And in the way of a wonderful man, but also in the way of work and being able to meet new people. If ever you feel like your life is just not happening, you've got to become more open and receptive. You just don't know what is going to drop into your life. Sometimes opportunity comes in guises you would never, ever imagine. And for those of you that are older, don't think that love cannot enter your life. For those of you that are younger, don't you think that love cannot enter your life. Love is always available to you 24/7, but many times we have to make it okay to open up the door of ourselves so that that love has a chance to come in and visit and let us know that it's there. I've often said to people, love is like a rainbow. It comes in so many different shades, colors, forms. It's just absolutely marvelous. And when you try to compartmentalize it, you're going to end up feeling as if, well, it just doesn't fit the norm. What's often on the movie screen is not necessarily going to be what you experience in life. So I think Dottie's story is a wonderful one, and I wanted to share it with you because it can be an inspiration for anybody. You never know what you're going to learn about someone and what their love story might be. I'd be interested in hearing about yours. This is Donna Sebo. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, remember always you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Nobody else has the right to do your thinking for you, and nobody else can do your feeling for you either. You're the only one that can recognize and accept the gifts that life has to offer. open up that door of the self. Open up the heart. You won't be hurt. You'll be enriched by the whole process. This is Donna Sebo here. Talk with you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on BBS Radio. We're going to be talking about crisis and opportunity. Don't miss it. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.